the Egyptian had borne to Abraham, playing with her son Isaac. So she demanded of Abraham, "Drive out that slave and her son. No son of that slave is going to share the inheritance with my son Isaac." Abraham was greatly distressed, especially on account of his son Ishmael. But God said to Abraham, "Do not be distressed about the boy or about your slave woman. Heed the demands of Sarah, no matter what she is asking of you, for it is through Isaac that descendants shall bear your name. As for the son of the slave woman, I will make a great nation of him also, since he too is your offspring." Early the next morning, Abraham got some bread and a skin of water and gave them to Hagar. Then, placing the child on her back, he sent her away. As she roamed aimlessly in the wilderness of Beersheba, the water in the skin was used up. So she put the child down under a shrub and then went and sat down opposite him, about a bowshot away. For she said to herself, "Let me not see the child die." As she sat opposite Ishmael, he began to cry. God heard the boy's cry, and God's messenger called to Hagar from heaven, "What is the matter, Hagar? Don't be afraid. God has heard the boy's cry in this plight of his. Arise, lift up the boy and hold him by the hand, for I will make of him a great nation." Then God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. She went and filled the skin with water, and then let the boy drink. God was with the boy as he grew up. The word of the Lord. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. When the poor one called out, the Lord heard him, and from all his distress he saved him. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. Fear the Lord, you his holy ones, for naught is lacking to those who fear him. The great grow poor and hungry, but those who seek the Lord want for no good thing. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. Come, children, hear me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Which of you desires life and takes delight in prosperous days? The Lord hears the cry of the poor.
My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. When Jesus came to the territory of the Gerasenes, two demoniacs who were coming from the tombs met him. They were so savage that no one could travel by that road. They cried out, "What have you to do with us, Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the appointed time?" Some distance away, a herd of many swine was feeding. The demons pleaded with him, "If you drive us out, send us into the herd of swine." And he said to them, "Go then." And they came out and entered the swine. And the whole herd rushed back down the steep bank into the sea, and they were drowned. The swineherds ran away, and when they came to the town, they reported everything, including what had happened to the demoniacs. Thereupon, the whole town came out to meet Jesus. And when they saw him, they begged him to leave their district. The Gospel of the Lord. And so when we see Sarah does not seem like a very good person, does she? You know, kill her. Get rid of her. Get rid of that kid of hers, too. That's the mother of the faith. Anyway, but the reality is these very human people, as all of us have been very human our whole life, if you took any one of us and you put our worst moment in up on a screen, we would all have to run away. It's just that simple. And yet, God, even when all that evil was present, God brought good out of it. When he sits there and Hagar cries out and God looks at Hagar and says, What's the matter? Don't be afraid. And God is with us in the midst of all the struggles in our own lives. God is with us. God can make it turn into good. He asks you today, he asks me, what's the matter? Don't be afraid. He's just saying, you gotta trust me. And when we trust him, he can make great fruit bear in our lives. So we need to look at him, not at ourselves and not at others. Just look at him and do not be afraid. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand.